So we're going to talk again to our good friend from Yahoo Sports, Mets insider Matt Ehalt. Good morning, Matt. How are you today, buddy?
Doing well. Thanks for having me.
So, Matt, I mean, listen, we talked to you about a month ago, and, you know, it's kind of gloomy, you know, for the Mets. But now all of a sudden they're the hottest ticket in New York City. What's going on?
They can't lose. It's incredible. I mean, they're down in their final three outs last night, and they rally against one of the best closers in baseball for four runs. I mean, it's simply incredible. You thought that game was done. I mean, if you remember the top of the inning, they gave up a run because they basically didn't cover the plate on a ball in the dirt. And then they rallied like they did. I mean, they have Doolittle's number this year. It's absolutely incredible.
Now, there was a lot made when they signed Stroman. I mean, there were a lot of eyebrows that went up because it was like, wait, the Mets are buying. And, you know, and I know that Brody Van Wagenen got a lot of, you know, took a lot of heat. But do you think when you look at this team, the way it's constructed with the offseason moves that they made, that he realizes that, hey, the National League is kind of ripe for the taking in terms of the wild card. There's not a lot of great teams and we're not really built for the future, that we better load up here and try to make a run at it this year because this team really is a win now team?
I think somewhat. I think he saw an opportunity to maybe get a guy at a little bit of a lower price. But, I mean, they were still – I mean, listen, the odds are still not great that they make the playoffs. I mean, they are rising, according to Fangraphs. They're as high as they've been in a while. But, I mean, I'm not sure exactly what their long-term was because it didn't really seem they were willing to move anybody else. And, you know, that's a move that could come back to bite them at some point if they lose some of these guys. So, you know, I do think they saw a guy that they thought could help down the road a little bit, certainly. And I mean, the one thing is Stroman hasn't been all that great. I mean, right. His two starts, they both, you know, he would be 0-2, but they've taken him off the hook each time.
So this run these last 2 weeks, where's this coming from?
I mean, I don't know. I mean, they're playing much better.
Are they drinking different water?
This team isn't this good, but I mean, they're confident. I mean, certainly that's one thing. And you know, I mean, the schedule obviously helped a little bit. And then, you know, hey, they're just nothing is like going against them right now. I mean, it's incredible. I mean, you look last night at the way it started. It was with a little ground ball down the third baseline. It had a expected batting average of 0.70. I mean, it's incredible just right now how everything is coming up Mets. And, you know that was a big win last night. Now, you know, they have Syndergaard and DeGrom going the next 2 days. I mean, they have some real chance to do some damage here against the Nationals the next 2 days.
Yeah, Matt, and I don't see how you can't feel that this team has – I mean, I know that whatever Fangraphs says, but, I mean, I know their schedule is going to get a lot better, but – this team is, they're talented. I mean, when you look at their roster up and down and you just mentioned they got Syndergaard and DeGrom going. Marcus Stroman obviously is, I mean, he had a 3 ERA in the American League and you can't discredit that in the American League East especially. I mean, this is a team that if they get in could be fairly dangerous.
Yeah, they could. I mean, the problem is going to be that if they get in, they're going to have the wild card, they're going to pitch DeGrom, and then you got to go play the Dodgers when you're going to have DeGrom in one start. So, I mean, yeah, I mean, could they be dangerous? Yes. I mean, certainly they have the pieces too. But, I mean, one thing I think you got to see over the next 2 weeks is, can Syndergaard keep this going against some better lineups? I mean, you look at the teams he's been facing recently. They're not exactly world beaters. So, I mean, certainly, you know, Wheeler, the same thing. They're going to be facing some better lineups during the stretch. So, I mean, you know, the Mets are going to have their chance, certainly. I mean, their team, if they get in, they can be dangerous. But, you know, I mean, obviously a lot can change between now and the end of the season.
Isn't it amazing, Austin, we talk to writers for the Mets, it's never, you know, you definitely have your guard up here a little bit with this team. Even fans are here, Matt, we've been getting texts on our text line that Mets fans are still like, ah, it's smoke and mirrors. But when I look at this team on paper, and I know the Dodgers have played great baseball, but think of the pressure the Dodgers are going to have on them when they get to this playoff. You know, they have to win this year, right? I mean, there's a lot of pressure on them. The Mets can go into this if it happens, and I know we got a long way to go, but if they were to get in and win the wild card game and then end up playing the Dodgers, think of the pressure that's on the Dodgers to win against the Mets, and the Mets are going to be playing with house money.
I guess I just think the Dodgers are just so much better than everybody else in the National League. I mean, they're deeper. The lineup is more, formidable. I don't know. I think the Dodgers team that I don't know. I don't feel this is like they've made it two straight years. I don't feel like getting out of the first round is going to be I don't know. Maybe it's the World Series. Yeah. I could see that. I'm not so sure. I just think they're better than everybody else, and I don't think it's necessarily close. I really don't think anybody else in the National League is even on the same playing field as them.
It's wild to look at the standings. I mean, you got them there 77-41. The Braves are 69-49. And then basically everybody else, it's ten teams that have pretty much if not identical, like just very, very close. It almost doesn't make sense to that these standings are so tight.
A lot of the National League is just mediocre, to be honest. I mean, the Mets included. I mean, you look at the American League. The American League is so top heavy. The National League is just a lot of teams that have flaws. I mean, right? If you look from top to bottom here, I mean, obviously, you know, the Mets have some flaws. Their bullpen, you know, can be a little shaky. I mean, you saw last night, it was not great. The Nationals pitch obviously can be shaky. The Phillies lineup is super inconsistent. The Cardinals don't have great starting pitching. The Brewers pitching is off. Like, you have a lot of teams here. I mean, I'm pretty sure, and I could be wrong on this, don't hold me to it, but last I checked, it's like, I think every team in the National League outside of the Braves and the Dodgers wouldn't even be in the playoff hunt in the American League. So, I mean, it kind of just shows you, I mean,
yeah, exactly.
There's a lot more parity in the National League. But there is, you know, I mean, sometimes that's more just based out of mediocrity.
Matt, organizationally, where is this team? I mean, I mentioned earlier that I look at this roster and I look at what they did in the offseason, trading away some of their prospects that were higher tiered to get Cano and to get Diaz. And then you look at what they did to get Stroman the last couple of weeks ago. I mean, organizationally now, do you look at this team as they're a win now team. They're a team that's window is here if they're going to ever do it. Or is this an organization that's in a pretty good place going forward into the future?
No, they have to win now. Yeah. I mean, they've gutted their farm system. Some of these guys are headed towards free agency rather soon. No, they gotta win now. They are not set up for the long haul. I mean, that's going to be the thing too. Is I mean, if all this is they're making all these moves, but they got to start winning soon.
What do they? Okay, so what happens? So Mets in the future, like, give us an what are the Mets in 2 years? I mean, like, I mean, this is a great run by the Mets, but if you're a Mets fan today, you're excited. But when you think about the Mets, I'm not trying to compare them what the LA Lakers are today, but I think of what the Lakers are going to be when LeBron and these guys leave in a couple years, they're going to be pretty bad. I mean, are the Mets one of those teams that, boy, if they don't get this thing done with an aging Syndergaard, an aging DeGrom, and is this their time? I mean, in 2 years, 3 years, this is going to be an ugly situation in Flushing.
Well, I mean, if you think about it, if you look at their roster, Syndergaard is probably traded or he can leave in free agency after the 2021 season. Same with Conforto.
Yep.
Same with Matt. Wheeler can be gone at the end of this year. Stroman can be gone at the end of next year. You know, they really don't have any pitching depth in the system. They've traded two of their top guys. So those guys, they don't really have the guys to come up. Then you look beyond that. In 2 years, DeGrom's going to be 33. They're going to have Robinson Cano in his age 38 season by then. I mean, you don't even know if he'll even be anything remotely passable as a player by then. You know, Ramos, their starting catcher, could be gone in the year, and Nito is not really a starting catcher type. I mean, so if you look at the roster and some of these guys, I mean, you know, they do have some young players, right? Like Rosario is a young guy. Pete Alonso, Jeff McNeil. There are some guys, but when you look around the rest of it, most of their guys are going to be old or gone in 2 years.
My guess is that you're going to see a lot of, if they don't win, I mean, next year is going to be one of those years we have to make decisions about trading guys because you're going to lose them in free agency potentially.
Yeah, I mean, and you could see that this offseason. I mean, I totally think I could totally see them in the next year trading, Syndergaard. I think Syndergaard is very, I wouldn't feel too comfortable if I'm him. I think the only reason he didn't get traded this a few weeks ago is, frankly, because the Mets, talking to people from other teams, were like, they basically felt the Mets were just being completely unrealistic in what they were asking for, that they were just asking for the moon on everybody. And it wasn't really a thing of like, were they actually looking to make a deal or were they just trying to fleece people?
How electric was Citi Field last night?
It was a great atmosphere. It was really a playoff like atmosphere. I got to say that was a fun August game. You know, you can't always say that about August baseball, but that was a legit fun game. Last night, and the Mets players and Mickey Callaway, they all brought it up after the game how exciting an atmosphere that was for them.
Is Mickey off the hot seat now?
For now, yeah. I mean, which is funny because I don't think there are a lot of Mets fans who are big fans of his. But I mean, if they keep winning, I don't know how you don't bring him back next year. But right now there's no talk of his job security. Although an interesting thing is his team took him off the hook last night. If you remember that seventh inning, he handled kind of odd with not bringing in Lugo, going with Wilson and gives up the game. Like, that wasn't even discussed after the game because of how they won. And one thing that's going to get highlighted here is Mickey Callaway's in-game decisions trying to manage a playoff team.
Matt, if you could predict it, and I'm going to let you go after this, did the Mets make the playoffs?
I'm still going to say no, but I'll tell you what, I give it much more of a chance than I would have obviously 2 weeks ago, where I thought there was no chance in hell they would. I still think the Nationals are a better team last night with notwithstanding, and I think one of the other teams might get it. I still feel like the Mets are like an 83-85 win team. So I didn't predict them to make it before the season, so I'm going to stick with my prediction.
Matt Ehel, the Yahoo Sports. Thanks for the time, buddy. We'll talk to you again down the road.
No problem. Have a good one.
All right, you too.